You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and Kez, everyone knows, or all our regular listeners know, that we love Soundwave.
That we do.
And this band, they'll be coming out for Soundwave. They were actually meant to be coming out for a tour last year, but they had to cancel so they could get their latest album out. They've occasionally had snakes on their plane, and they've been known to make the good girls go bad. They are Cobra Starship, and joining us on the line is their guitarist, Ryland Blackington. Ryland, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Ryland, Cobra Starship, it's such a strange name for a band. So where does it come from, and why did you guys choose it?
Well, Gabe chose the name before we joined the band, and his tale is a tall one, but perhaps true, where he says that he has a spiritual journey in the desert, where he may have imbibed psychoactive substances, and in that in that experience, a cobra from the future came from space in a starship and instructed him to start a band with that name. Sounds like a pretty tall tale to me, but then again, I can neither confirm nor deny it.
That is amazing, and a part of me deep down really wishes that it actually happened.
I think there's a part of all of us that hopes that that's true.
So, Ryland, for people who are unfamiliar with Cobra Starship, how would you define yourselves in your music?
Well, I wasn't involved in music, per se, before I joined the band. Gabe was in a pop-punk band before our band and wanted to kind of change up his sound into something a bit more electronic, a bit more dance-oriented, while still hanging on to some of the rock elements that he had come up on. And I was working in the theater as an actor, and Alex, our bass player, who was my best friend from high school, was delivering groceries, and we were both just kind of playing music as a hobby. And Gabe asked us if we wanted to become members of this new project of his, and that's how it happened.
Ryland, your latest album is Nightshades. How does this record differ from your previous releases?
I think that this one is a little different for us personally, because we had our own studio for this record, and we produced the bulk of it on our own. And then the bits that we didn't produce ourselves, we produced with great producers like Cara Diaguardi, Stargate, Ryan Tedder, Ari Levine, Arthur Baker. It was pretty much all across the board. It was a really enjoyable record to make. And I think because of that, the sound of it may be a little truer to, you know, what we're listening to right now, which for the most part is electronic dance music.
So out of all the records you've released, which one do you think represents your sound the most?
That's a tough call. I think that our albums are kind of, they vary in terms of what's on them. They're kind of eclectic. We don't really just kind of play one format for the whole record. We typically have something slower, some a bit faster, some heavier, some softer. And in this case, you know, we have sort of a malt shop kind of 50s throwback track called Fool Like Me, and then another one that sounds like New Order, 1984, called Anything for Love. We try to change it up a lot so as not to back ourselves into a corner or a mold. But this one or the one immediately before it, I would say, are the most well-rounded records.
Ryland, what has been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
Best moment in the band would be Paris 2009. I met Paul McCartney. And the worst moment, there haven't been too many of them. I mean, we have been pretty lucky to have played a lot of fun shows, and nothing too disastrous has happened. But gosh, I don't really even know what my worst moment is. Sorry, it's kind of weak.
That's okay.
I'll give you the one side of the answer.
Tell you what, instead of a worst moment, how about you give us an embarrassing one?
I was playing in Milwaukee. Like, for a long time, I came up on stage first. I think now Nate does. I don't even know who decides this shit. But sorry, this stuff.
Okay. You can say shit on Australian radio. It's totally cool.
Oh. Yeah, that's great. Okay, so we had to ascend a little staircase of about 8 steps on the way onto the stage, and I was the first one on, and my big-ass size 13 shoes tripped me up at the top step, and I fell kind of knees and palms first onto the stage into a spotlight. That was pretty embarrassing.
I'm secretly hoping that there's some YouTube footage of this out there. Have you looked it up to see if there's footage of you falling down?
I did, but I don't think I've seen it. There is one where Victoria falls at a... She falls... Victoria Falls, get it? No, Victoria wipes out during a pretty big show in England in front of her whole family, and that one's very clear. It was in the middle of a performance. She's standing in the middle of the stage, and just... She ate shit. It was funny. That one's on video.
So, Ryland, what can we expect from Cobra Starship in the years to come?
Well, hopefully a lot more touring. We've been doing a lot of fun kind of one-off things. We did the Sundance Film Festival last week, and then we did a gig in Vegas. This weekend, we'll perform at the Super Bowl party, and then a week from that, we'll be in Hawaii. You know, it's been kind of an all-across-the-map sort of year so far, and I would love to continue that. I personally like I like the format of going somewhere once a week and then coming home and then going the next week more than I like doing 3 months straight and then having a month and a half off. You know, while we're young, I think we should keep going, and that's kind of the pace that I like. So hopefully we'll get to do a proper tour of Australia and go to some places that we've never been, like Italy, and where else have we never been? I know we've never been to Italy. We've never been to China. It'd be cool to go to some of those places.
You just mentioned doing Australian tour. As we mentioned earlier, your 2011 tour was cancelled so that you could concentrate on Nightshades. How are you guys going to make up for this?
I suppose we will have to do something extra special. I don't know what it's going to be, but, you know, we definitely want to thank all of our fans that that stuck by us, our Australian fans that stuck by us after canceling that. We hope that they understand that it was so we could make the best album that we could make. And I think that we feel like we did the right thing, but we definitely owe Australia a little something extra, and we're going to have to take a little time to think that up.
Now, you guys will be coming out for Soundwave 2012. What would you say to people to get them to come and see Cobra Starship playing live?
Well, if I was talking to one of the typical festival goers at Soundwave, I would say, listen, you know, we're not the type of band that you might normally listen to, but if you want, you know, a little bit of something a little bit more unique from the rest of the unique, I'll use as a broad term, from the rest of the sort of more metal and hardcore type of bands on that bill, then to come check us out. I think that they may be pleasantly surprised.
Well, we're going to be there, and we're definitely going to come and check Cobra Starship out. Ryland, thank you so much for being on the show, and hopefully we'll see you guys down here for a tour soon.
I hope to see you guys there. Thank you very much for your time.